Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host. I'm also a landscape designer, horticulturist, and garden author. And I love to help homeowners with their gardening questions. I would love to hear from you today. This is all about your questions today. You can give me a call, 1-888-888-455-2967. I don't have my tea. Good morning. How are you, Lizzie?
I'm doing good. I almost ran downstairs to go get your tea for you, too.
I know. I do have it. Tony made me a lovely cup of tea this morning, and it's in my car. I will go get it at the break. But it is a morning to be aware of, because you hear the phrase, red sky at night, sailor's delight, and red sky in morning, sailors take warning. And what did we see, Lizzie, on the drive-in?
It was red. It was gorgeous, though.
It was gorgeous.
So pretty, with little gray highlights of the clouds.
It was beautiful. So we are going to get a lot of rain today, early in this morning. They say around, 10 o'clock it should be starting. And it's raining on the East Coast in some areas right now. And so what does that mean? Well, the weather has been exciting lately. We went through a really dry June. And it was interesting because it was the longest time Jacksonville's gone without rainfall. So Jacksonville had a little bit of a dry spell, driest June on record. And usually our rainy season starts June 1st. And so they have caught up in the last few days and even seen a chance for flooding. So you in North Florida, you're going to be getting lots of rain, anywhere from 3 to 4 inches this weekend. And it's just going to be lots of rain and we can use it. So it's going to be good. But what does that mean? It means you need to turn off your irrigation sprinkler systems. I was walking yards over this week, and I'm seeing a lot of fungal issues. And it's because we're not only getting the rainfall, but we're still watering. And that twice-a-week watering, when we're getting 2 inches, 1 inch to 2 inches of rain a week, means that you're going to see those fungal issues starting. Also, too, when do you water? If your irrigation timer is on at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night, you're going to see fungal issues starting, because the longer your landscape stays wet, the longer the turf stays wet, the longer your shrubs stay wet, the more fungus issues, disease issues you're going to see. So you want to keep that wet period within 5 hours. So irrigation systems should start between 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 to 6 o'clock in the morning. That way it's going to dry off before 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, and that's going to reduce your chances of susceptibility to disease issues. All right, now let's say you're in a community where everyone waters at 6 o'clock in the morning, which is okay. I mean, I hope so, but your water pressure is down. When do you water? If you want to water a little bit earlier, or, at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, in the early evenings, that's okay, as long as you're not overwatering. If you're only watering once every couple of weeks during the summertime, when we go without water or we don't get that rainfall, that's going to be fine. But if you're watering often and you're watering in the early evening and early in the morning, 1, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, then you're just going to get the disease issues. And I can tell you, it will happen overnight. And you cannot cure a fungus. You cannot cure it. You can only prevent it.
What should they be looking out for? Like as a beginning stage, I mean, obviously you'll see fungus later on, but.
Right. Yeah. Well, what you should be looking out for is squishy lawns. Okay. So walk through your lawns and you really don't need to water. We get enough rainfall during the summertime. Irrigation systems can be shut off. So walk your lawn. If your grass blades, okay, so walk about 20 feet, then turn around and look at your footsteps. If your grass, you cannot see where you walked, then you don't need to irrigate, okay? So if your grass is springing right back up again, it has enough water in the blades. It is already, absorbed it. It's got plenty of water. It's hydrated. Then you don't need to irrigate. If you can see your footsteps in the turf, that the blades have not popped back up in your turf, and it doesn't matter whether it's St. Augustine, even a zoysia grass, you'll see the foot imprint. then you need to water, okay? And it doesn't mean you need to overwater. 1 inch of irrigation a week will go down 20 inches in the soil.
Now, how do we, unless we have like a rain measurement, how can we determine how much water is coming out whenever you're watering?
Well, that's a really good question, Lizzie. And it's, you talk about calibrating your irrigation systems. Now, that sounds really technical, but it's as technical as getting a tuna fish can, dog food, cat food can. Everybody eats most of one of those three things. And so then you mark 1 inch in the can, and then you put it out into your zone. Pick one zone, and you can put between 8 to 10 cans out. Space them out evenly, and then time how long it takes to fill that can up to 1 inch. And that's how long you turn your irrigation sprinklers on for. And that's enough to give you 1 inch of water. Now, if you're doing it twice a week, then it would be a half inch in that can and you turn it on for that amount of time. But lawn, you know, your turf can go 1 week, 7 days without water. And if it can't, you have a spoiled lawn and you have done this yourself. Okay, so you just want to make sure that your landscape's getting 1 inch to 1.5 inches of water. I'll give you 2 inches of water a week.
Ooh, thank you.
But you do not need any more than that. Got a great show for you today. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Pump it up this summer, literally. Underinflated tires can overheat and endanger lives. Whether you're driving across town or across Florida, make sure your tires are properly inflated, damage-free, and have adequate tread depth. The trip to your destination can be half the fun, so take your time and enjoy the ride. The Florida Highway Patrol reminds you to slow down and stay cool this summer. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Visit flhsmv.gov for more information.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Did you know the brain develops until you're 25? That means any drugs or alcohol you put into your body affect the way your brain develops. You need your brain for everything you do. Each time teens use drugs or alcohol increases the risk of damage to their brain and body, even death. You have the power to protect your brain. Use the facts about drugs and alcohol to make your future the best it can be. Check out thefactsyourfuture.org. Your future depends on it.
Let's be honest, judging others is easy. How often do we meet someone new and automatically judge them, basing their value on the world's criteria? God says that we're to look for Him in others, whether they appear ordinary or incredibly talented. In spite of the many different people and personalities, God displays something of Himself through each of us. If everyone we meet is made in the image of God, then we must treat them with dignity and honor, ourselves included. When we see God's image in others, it changes our response to those around us. Whenever we put people down or use people for our own good, whenever we cheat, gossip, or judge someone's worth based on race, class, or political opinion, we disrespect the image of God in them. Ask God for a perspective shift, because when we view ourselves and others through God's eyes, nothing looks the same. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I want to welcome everyone who gets up in the morning and drinks a cup of coffee and a cup of tea with us. And, you know, they just start their day with Better Lawns and Gardens.
We have some of the best listeners, but I think that you were being a little, oh, I wish I had my tea. So if you're out there drinking tea, drink one on Teresa.
That's so true. I will get through it. I will really handle it. But Lizzie, this week we had a lot of lightning. And I will tell you, I'm a big fan of lightning and thunder. I love it.
Me too.
And
me too.
It's really interesting that after a rainstorm that you walk out and you can smell the chlorophyll in the air. You can smell the nitrogen in the air. And
awesome.
You can see the grass turning green. Have you ever noticed that the grass looks greener after a rainstorm?
Very true.
That's because the nitrogen ions in the atmosphere, they cluster together when they have the lightning, and the lightning fuses it together, and it's like fertilizing the lawn.
Well, now I got a question. Have you ever noticed that whenever you get caught in a rainstorm, and then whenever it dries, your hair is super, super soft compared to normal?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah,
that's it?
That's it. You know, it's all those, you know, chemicals in the air that, you know, add to, you know, the rainwater. Washing your hair with rainwater is good.
There you go.
And so, yes. Yeah, so, you know, when we're going through, I have a question here on text messages. If you'd like to give us a text message, you can send it 23680. We're getting to those. And your phone call, 1-888-455-2967. If you are wanting to fertilize your lawn during the summertime, there's a fertilizer ban out. So you really can't do it. It's a fertilizer ban for all plants, lawns, turf. If you have fruit trees or vegetable gardens, you can usually, you know, fertilize those and raise beds and things like that. But you want to make sure that you don't fertilize before a rainstorm. You know, that was what we grew up with. Oh, here, it's going to rain this afternoon. I better get the fertilizer down. And, you know, we just grew up thinking that. And seeing our parents do it and seeing the neighbors do it. And that's a really big no-no. If the neighbors do it, you just might want to check it out. You don't necessarily want to do everything the neighbors do because it's usually wrong. And but you always fertilize after a rainstorm. After a rainstorm where you can control the water if you need to put water, if the instruction labels say water after applying, you know, a fertilizer or herbicide, you always want to do it after a rainstorm, not before.
That's a good point. Well, really, I mean, I can remember growing up and my dad saying, okay, well, we need to fertilize in before there's storm coming. And that makes sense because we don't know how much rain is going to get dumped.
And it comes down so quickly. So the first
Correct.
In the first 15 minutes of a storm, it's usually coming down so hard that it washes everything away on the surface.
That's true.
And so, you know, you can say, oh, well, I don't know why my lawn didn't do anything because I fertilized. Well, did you fertilize right before a rainstorm and it washed it away and it never got down into the roots? So always fertilize after a rainstorm, never before. And you don't do it now during the summertime anyway. So, you know, the next time we're going to be fertilizing is in late September, September 30th. October 1st is when the fertilizer ban gets lifted. And so, you know, during the heat of the summertime, the plants are growing, the turf is growing. If you do not like to mow your lawn why are you fertilizing it and telling it to grow?
Because the HOA is forcing these people to do it. I don't know.
You know, and so it's not necessary. So we have the nitrogen in the atmosphere. We have the rainfall. We have the heat. Your lawn is going to grow. And so there's really no reason to put down fertilizer. And so that's a good thing. Now, an upper level low is going to bring higher rain chances, like I said, this week. So a lot of rainfall. I know Jim and Bob in North Florida, they're going to argue with me, but the amount of rain, they did have a drought that spread into Georgia this week. And so these conditions are getting lifted now because of the rainfall that they are getting. And so that's going to be good. South Florida, you're going to get plenty of rain this week too as well. So just remember, 1 inch of water, you don't need to turn your irrigation system on. Now, what can you do if you think you're getting a fungus? Always do it preventatively. So if you get a fungus every year, go ahead, start in June, put down a fungicide. Then in July, you can reapply it, and that should get you through the summer with no fungus issues. You can use BioAdvance fungus control for lawns, you know, or you can do Scott's Disease. They have a lawn, Disease X is their lawn fungicide. And then Spectracide has Immunox fungus plus insect control for lawns. And this week, again, walking the lawns, we have sod webworms in Florida here. They are, you know, the cycle is here. They are laying eggs. So, again, walking your lawns is a really good practice for homeowners and gardeners. Let you know what's going on in your turf. And so yesterday I was seeing sod webworm moths coming up. And so you don't apply the grubicide chemical for killing sod webworms when you see the worms or when you see the moths. They're laying eggs. And so if you put it down when the moths are flying, then it's going to, you know, it's going to erode. It's going to leach through, and it's not going to be there when the larvae start to eat your grass. So you want to wait 2 to 3 weeks after you see the highest amount of sod webworm moths. So if you're walking through your yard and you see 1, 2, 3 in your whole yard, no big whoop. But if you're starting to see 10, 15, 20, you see a little cloud coming up, then you wait 2 weeks, and then you put down the pesticide.
Okay, what are they? Are they moths? Are they spiders? Are they worms? Because you have a lot of information, informational okay. name.
So,
what is
so
it?
The moths are flying. They're here, and they are laying the eggs that will hatch into the larva.
Okay.
And the larva is what will eat the your roots. And
okay.
So it's a combination of it. It's the life cycle, you know, you see
Got
the little
it.
Egg, then it turns into the larva, then it turns in, you know, it pupates, and then it turns into the moth.
There
and
you go.
So
right.
You know, so but it's just be aware. We can catch so many problems when it's a small problem. And look at your shrubs while you're doing that. Lift the leaves. See if you see some activity going on, something unusual. This is the time of the year you do not want to be cutting back your azaleas. You do not want to be cutting back your gardenias, your hydrangeas. You don't want to be cutting them back now. The time for that is over with. If you have a branch that's going wacko and it's, you know, growing more than some of the other branches, you can clip one off. That's not saying you can't cut, you know, a branch off. You can always take off branches of your shrubs and trees if they're going to be removed permanently. Okay, so let's say the tree has a low limb and you just want to take it off. You don't have to wait for a certain time of the year to do that. You can do that anytime. But as far as flowering shrubs for spring, you want to not cut them back anymore. Okay, and so that's a good thing to do. Now, we have our vegetable gardens right now are kind of at the end of the season. If you may still have tomatoes on the vine, lucky you. But the only tomatoes and peppers that are growing right now are the cherry tomatoes. You could have some peppers, you know, blooming right now, but in temperatures over 85 degrees, regular tomatoes do not, they do not get pollinated. And so cherry tomatoes do, but not regular tomatoes. And now's the time that you want to be buying the seeds or starting transplants if you're saving seeds of your tomatoes that you have at home, which is really easy to do. And so you can go ahead and start those now for transplanting in August. And so August is the start of our vegetable season for fall. And we'll be telling you about that, but now's the time to get those seeds started. So, hi, Teresa. Can you recommend what to do to control weeds, especially in Bermuda grass in garden beds? Is there a product sold at either a box store or a garden center? And many thanks. And they said they enjoy the show, and I love that. We enjoy having you out there, and that's wonderful. Okay, so weeds right now, herbicides too hot to put down. You're going to hurt your grass. You're going to damage plants. If you put down herbicides when the temperatures are over 85 degrees, the Bermuda grass is going to be stronger, and the weeds are going to be stronger than the herbicide. It's your turf and your landscape that's going to suffer. So right now, the best way to do is cut it out, dig it up, pull it out. If you've got a weed in your lawn, this is the time to hire the next-door neighbor's little boy and give them some summer money and say, can you pull the weeds? My kids, they used to moan, ugh. Mom, why do we have to pull weeds?
Because you're eating my groceries out of my house.
And so they would just moan. But I will tell you now that they have children of their own. They call and say, Mom, it's so great. Their kids are pulling weeds. And I love that. So it's a good thing. But don't use any herbicides in the summertime. Unless you're wanting to kill whatever area you are to start a new garden bed or you're solarizing, then you can do that. I have a thick, healthy yard of St. Augustine. Yay, go you. If I don't run each zone for an hour, each zone twice a week, I get really bad dry patches. I've watched, and sprinklers are covering the yard equally. I hope someone gets your tea during the next break. I will get my tea during the next break. My husband's good enough to make it for me. Okay, so here's the issue there. The symptoms for overwatering and underwatering are the same.
They are.
If you water your zone twice a week and it starts to go dry, you have a short root system and you're creating the problem itself. Let the lawn, let the rainfall that we're getting now be enough. Let it go through that dry spell and push those roots down, you know, longer or deeper. Mother Nature knows how to grow grass, so let her do it. Okay, so if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680. Also, please go to our Facebook page. Lizzie, our Facebook page is growing. It's growing so well, and we love having all of you on with us. You can ask your questions on our Facebook page, and that's Better Lawns. You can go BLG Radio. Just Google Better Lawns and Gardens, and you will find all of that information. We're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082.
That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm your host, landscape designer, horticulturist, and garden author. Thank you for joining us this morning. This is the time to get your questions answered that you've been thinking about all week. South Florida, I would love to hear from you. What's blooming in your area? What pests you are seeing? And so you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680.
And looks like South Florida has chimed in. They have a text about Large lizards.
Large lizards. It goes, I'm in South Florida. Good morning. Thank you for calling. Where can I find large lizard traps? They are 12-inch long iguana lizards. Okay. And so this is the issue with trapping. Okay. And so the lizards, iguanas can be dangerous. So you got to be very careful in trapping them. But you can go to the box stores or to pet stores, and you can get the animal traps that are long enough. You have to get a cage size that's big enough, and some of them are 2 feet long. So you have to get nice big ones. But then once you have it, what are you going to do with it?
That's the key.
So, you know, you really, to release an animal out in the wild, you need to make sure that you have a license or that you have permission of the owner of the property where you're releasing it from. It's against the law to do it in national parks and federal park areas. And so, or you can kill it, you know. And so those are your options, is to trap them and, you know, kill it. Or I would suggest the best way to do it is to get a professional to do it. Yes. Get a wildlife control officer, you know, or a company, wildlife control company, to do it for you. They have the licenses. They know how to do it. Either that, or you just need to know a couple of good old boys that want to have.
Well, they say that they're pretty good eating, so I'm not encouraging you to eat them, but
no.
That's what I've heard from a few people in South Florida, so
yeah.
I don't know.
But it's good to hear from you, South Florida, and, you know, because in the wintertime, they freeze and they just drop to the ground.
Right, but then they wake up.
They do wake up. It's so crazy, isn't it? Okay, so I love that you texted South Florida, so do that. So, good morning, Teresa. Could you let us know when it's appropriate to prune back avocado trees? Is it after you pick the fruit? I'd like to top off my two trees as they're getting too tall. And that's from Jean in Palm Bay. And she did everything correct. She gave us the question. She gave us her name. She gave us her location.
Love it.
And that's how we get really great answers to the questions. We know exactly what to do, Jean. So thank you very much. So the best time to do it is after you harvest. You can really cut the tree down to 10 to 15 feet tall. So you can whack an avocado tree back pretty hard after you harvest all the fruit. And you don't want to do it so late that you're going to push that new growth out for the winter time. So, you know, right now is a good time to go ahead and do it, you know, July, August, September. I probably wouldn't do it after September.
When do avocados, like, really grow healthy? Like,
well, right now? Now they
How long does it take for them to produce?
Well, they produce the flowers in the springtime.
Okay.
And then it takes about 90 days to 120 days for them to grow and ripen.
I love avocados.
I know, I do too. Don't you? I love them. They do so well here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do so well. And so that leads me to my next. Oh, it's not an iguana. Okay, so South Florida texted back. It's not an iguana. So it is an agama. Okay, so that was the correct spelling, an agama lizard. Well, I would just say the same thing. You know, I don't know how big they get. I'll look that up during the break because I don't know what size they get.
Check with your local police department and county animal control first before you do anything.
Yeah. Again, you know, these lizards get pretty big, so you don't want to get a bite or anything like that on it. And if you want to, you know, put some fruit in there, they love the fruit. And you'll capture them real easy that way. So thank you for the clarification. So the next message is a follow-up. I'm so glad you guys are listening. It's like we're having a conversation here. Thank you for taking my question on controlling weeds in beds. As a follow-up, I heard that using vinegar can be effective. Any thoughts? And vinegar is effective, but it's also going to kill the grass too as well. So, you know, it just depends. If you're spot treating, that may be okay to do, but it's not going to permanently get rid of it. What you're going to do is burn it. And so that's the difference between using herbicides, which will kill the weed and even sometimes have a pre-emergent, you know, combined with it so that it will prevent it from coming back. Vinegar is going to kill it, but you don't know if it's going to get all the way down to the root and not prevent it to come back. So, you know, in the cracks of, you know, sidewalks and stuff like that, you know, yeah, you can do that because it's not, you can just keep spraying it until it actually dies.
Yeah, probably you'd keep testing it over and over. But how would you use a vinegar mixture if you kind of wanted to go that route? Would you mix it with some water also, or
no,
just do solid vinegar?
I would do solid vinegar.
Okay.
Okay. And you, and so the vinegar too is very acidic. So it's going to change the pH. It's going to zap it and, you know, and destroy it. But is it going to prevent it from, or is it going to completely kill it,
right,
or just make it sick, you know? And you don't want to torture weeds. Let's just go ahead and get rid of them and, you know, go ahead and kill it and be done with it. You don't want it to go to seed. And that's the hard part, is that, you know, the weeds in the summertime are growing as fast as the turf, if not faster. Don't let them go to seed. Make sure you're mowing your lawns so that the seeds, the weed seeds, do not, you know, doesn't flower, doesn't get the seeds. And also in the beds, you want to weed so that they don't go to flower. So if you're looking at a garden bed that has a lot of weeds in it and you can see the flowers, you're just going to have a lot of work in front of you. You don't want to do that. Okay, so catch it before you do. Also, too, sod webworms, we talked about that, the grub sites. So you want to make sure this is a time, again, always good maintenance of lawns means you're walking it on a regular basis. Good morning, Teresa. Anna here. Good morning, Anna. I live in Orlando, and I have 3 elephant ear bulbs that I would like to plant outside my house. Can you please give me instructions on that? Yes. Depends on what we're talking about. If you're talking about the taro, the big elephant ear ones, then I would not advise you planting them outside. I would advise you to plant them in a container large enough that it will look beautiful, but it's not going to spread. They're considered invasive, and we just don't recommend putting those big ones right into the ground. If it is one of the alocasias or colocasias that have been growing commercially, then you can put those in the ground. They won't spread as much, but the taro you don't want to do. Thank you for all your text questions and your calls. We need calls, Lizzie. 1-888-455-2967. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Degrees every minute. That's how fast a car heats up in the Florida sun, and cracking a window open does very little to keep the vehicle cool. A child's body temperature can rise 3 to 5 times faster than adults. Never leave a child or a pet unattended in a vehicle, even for a short period of time. If you see a child or pet locked in a car, take immediate action and call 911. Every time you leave your vehicle, check for kids and pets. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand. And online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Virtual meetings glitching? Videos endlessly buffering? Web pages never loading? The state of Florida has launched an anonymous statewide internet speed test to identify broadband internet availability in Florida communities. Take the state of Florida's official 1-minute speed test at fasterflorida.org. That's fasterflorida.org to help improve internet speeds throughout the state. Fasterflorida.org.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is a time to get your questions answered. If you love gardening, you have a passion, you can let me know what's growing in your yard. South Florida, Miami, St. Petersburg, West Palm Beach. We'd love to hear from you and find out what's going on down there. North Florida, we'd love to hear from you this morning and let us know how you're handling it. And it's going to be lovely on the East Coast. Lots of rain this morning, red skies at night, Sailor's Delight. Red skies in morning, sailors take warning, but we're going to have some storms today, but we need it. We need the rain, so enjoy. Just spend the day planning your fall garden. That would be a great way to do it. And then tomorrow, we're going to have rain again, so turn those irrigation systems off. So let's go to our text line. We cannot take pictures on our text line, Lizzie.
That's a good point.
Right. So if you have a photo that you would like to send me, and a garden photo, I should clarify, you can email me at Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, dot Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S, at live.com. Teresa dot Watkins at live.com.
I have a message here that says, Lizzie, my hibiscus plant has taken off and I need to trim it back. Is it okay to do it at this time?
Yes, it is. I always suggest cutting back hibiscus twice a year. Once in February after all the freezes are gone, late February, and then another time in July or August. And I try to do it right before I go on vacation, so it looks whacked, like a bad haircut.
I was going to say, how far back do you need to cut it?
Well, you can always cut plants back by a third without hurting it. Okay, so you can cut it back by a third in height, a third in density, and a third in the width. You can cut it back by a third and not hurt it.
Well, now, what if it's obnoxiously overgrown? How far back should you cut it that it won't send it into shock or kill it?
Well, it's going to send it into a little bit of a shock, you know, but when you cut things back, you stimulate growth. And so I would say, you know, keeping it at 3 to 4 feet tall. So if it's 7, 8 feet tall, cutting it down to 3 to 4 feet, which is half of its height, is not going to damage it, especially if it's established. Usually if it's like 8 feet tall, it's established.
And if you're not sure about 3 to 4 feet tall, find what about an 8-year-old child and have him stand next to it. And that's your measurement, maybe. I don't know.
Don't cut the child. You know, right. Move the child before the weed whacker or the hedge pruners. You use those. All right. So, okay. So Stan and Bartow, good morning, Stan. only a matter of time before every Florida county adopts year-round pest, herbicide, fertilizer bans. Untreated lawns look as good as stinky treated ones. Can't we both save ourselves along with the manatees? Well, you know, here's my opinion on that, and this is my experience. Everything that is on the shelf that we can buy for use in our landscapes is safe when used only when necessary and according to the label.
That's the thing. People don't follow the labels or read the area where you're not supposed to spray or whenever you have a waterfall.
We're taking these chemicals off the market not because they are necessarily bad, but because we can't control people. And it says only use once a year or twice a year, and people are using it every month. So it's showing up in our water supply, or it's damaging, you know, certain areas, you know, of our habitats. And so it's important to understand that reading the label is fine. And when we're talking about, you know, chemicals and use of that, we just have to remember all the chemicals that we do need. We do need to use salt. We do need to have H2O, and those are chemicals. So when we think about chemicals, we need to get out of the harsh opinions of them and think about what is really going on and what the science is. And so, you know, just all the products on the market are safe when used only as necessary and according to the label.
And there's a lot of information on the label that people don't continue to read, as where are you near water? Do you have heavy rains coming up? Just different things.
The temperature, you know, yes. What is your temperature in your zone? What zone are you in? Are you using the right, zones? Because what we use up north, it could be by the same company, mm-hmm. you can't use here in Florida.
Correct.
So it's important for people who are coming back and forth from north to the south that they don't bring products down from up north and think they can use them here in Florida and think their landscape's going to survive.
My dad was bad about that. He was from Maine, and he would do that. He would just assume that whatever you could use in New England, you could use down here in Florida. So
right. No, you've got to read the label. And you can always contact your extension company. Or here's the really good, you know, piece of information. On every chemical bottle, on every label, is an 800 number.
Ooh.
And you can call the company directly, and they will answer all of your questions.
Good point.
Yeah. So, you know, if you have a question and it's not Saturday morning and you're not listening to me, then you can, you know, Better Lawns and Gardens, then you can call the company. So how do you care for an olive tree, and when does it blossom? Well, olive trees grow really well here in Central Florida and in South Florida, and they do very well. And so their care is pretty easy, you know, full sun, you know, proper moisture. So I would say, you know, once it's established, you know, rainfall is good once or twice a week during dry periods. And then, of course, you know, the proper time to fertilize. Okay, so you're going to need to have it be on a regular basis because you're growing flowers and fruit on a tree. And so you're going to want it to fertilize it correctly. Now, when does it blossom? Well, it can blossom here in Florida as early as February 20th, the mid portion of February. But usually it's April and May is when they bloom. And you have to know that pruning them back is good because olive trees only bear one fruit, which is called a drupe, on a branch one time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so when you cut it, you're going to produce more branches, and then those will get fruit.
Now, does it need a mate?
It depends on the type of olive tree you have. The Oleo Europeana doesn't need one. It's self-fertilizing, but some of the other varieties do need to have. Olive trees are wind-pollinated for the most part. Mm. And so the wind, it helps now to have more olive trees. And then that's going to spread the pollen, you know, with the wind a little bit more, but not for all varieties. The Oleo Europeana does not need one.
You just made my day, and my husband is going to be so mad at you, just so you know. Heads up, because I love olives, and I love putting olives in my margaritas, which
yes.
If you've never tried them, try them.
Oh, I've got
and
to.
And now I have a little pasture out back where the pumpkins have decided to grow fungus again, and I'm going to uproot them, and I'm going to put olive trees.
Oh, there you go. Now, see, in Eustis, olive trees do very well. So, you know, Lake County has really great ability to grow olive trees. So Central Florida is lucky that in that way. So what can you be growing this time of the year? Most of all of your flowering plants, your plumbagos, your hibiscus, your gardenias, you know, roses do very well here in Florida, especially your, you know, low maintenance roses, like your drift roses, your knockout roses, but also too, the David Austin roses. And in fact, next week, I am going to have the Redneck Rosarian. He is going to be with us live next week. And you're going to want to hear all of his tips on growing roses. Let's go to the call. We got Richard in, let's see, in Winter Park. Good morning, Richard. How can I help?
Good morning, Teresa. My backyard backs up on a conservation easement. And a couple years ago, I noticed in back of my neighbor's yard, had some really tall, they kind of look like sunflowers, but they're like 20 to 30 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And last week I had one or two of these growing in my yard. They get really, really tall, and I cut them down as low as I could. And this year they are like all over my yard. They're like taking over my yard.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to get rid of them. Do you know what I can do?
Well, what is there? So you're going to so you're going up to a conservation area, and is it a wet conservation area or a dry?
It's pretty much dry. Okay. where my yard is located. Way back in the middle, it's wet. But
okay,
it's,
and do you dry. Have do you have turf back there, or is it just a sunflower?
Well, I have, you know, I don't have any turf. It's these huge sunflowers,
yeah.
And I have like, you know, I have other plants growing. I have a couple of fish ponds, you know, growing.
I would be careful. Right. I would be careful. You're just going to have to make sure that they don't go to bloom. And you can use herbicides on them. They are very invasive. And I don't, these are the Brazilian sunflowers. So I've got to run, Richard, but you can use an herbicide on them. But I would wait until I would cut them down and keep them from blooming so the seeds don't get growing next year. Okay.
Okay, great. All right.
Thank you, Richard. I'm sorry for. Thank you for listening. We love that you're out there. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Camaraderie got Miguel through Iraq and Afghanistan.
Fighting broke out overnight between
back home, it saved his life. The support of his fellow veterans gave Miguel the connection and resources he needed to adjust to civilian life. Now he's paying that forward at the Florida Veterans Support Line. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential 24/7.
If you or someone you love needs help, call me. I've been there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.